Right, so at the end of Perek Yudtes, we were discussing the fact that every Jew has this chelik elikayim ba'al, and that a person, a Jew, would rather go to the death than to deny that chelik elikayim, that godliness that exists within them. And for this reason, we see throughout the Doris that people have gone to their deaths rather than negate their emuna in Hashem Echad. Now, what I believe, and it's not absolutely clear from the text of the Tanya itself where he's going with what we're about to discuss. But I believe that there's a very distinct thing, and we'll do some of the pieces later inside in B'nai Yisrael and Agat Kala, where he broadens this concept based upon this chapter in Tanya. But most of us make the error, and what he's going to call the Ruach Shtus, the form of insanity that we all come to, which is that, yeah, it's true, I'd rather go to my death than to negate Achdus Hashem or any other form of emunah in the Rabbeinu Shlom. But if it's just another chait, then we rationalize that it's just something small and it really does not occupy the same status of the negation, chas v'shalom, of Achdus Hashem. And that's what he's going to approach now. And meaning he's going to show us how the rationalization that we make about other chatoim is nothing more than Ruach Shtus. So let's see it inside, and then hopefully we'll have time, we'll go back and do some of these pieces in Peliites. V'ine medazais, Perek Chaf, chapter 20 here in Tanya. V'ine medazais, lakoil, this is known to everybody, ki mitzvas va'azhoras avaydazara, that the commandment and the warning against idolatry, shem shnei dibres harishainim, anoichi v'leyilacha, meaning, the very first two dibris in the Aseres HaDibris, both involve, one is a mitzvah saseh, the other is a mitzvah lo saseh, but both of them really involve belief in Hashem Echad. One of them is the positive mitzvah, the other one is not believing in any other gods. So this mitzvah of Avodah Zarah has in it the positive component and the negative component. Come the later Sifrei Rishonim and others and say that hem klolos kol haTorah kula, that these two mitzvahs, anoichi v'leyilacha, are the general rule of all of Torah. Ki dibur anoichi kol ramach mitzvahs aseh, because the positive mitzvah of anoichi Hashem Elokeinu includes in it all 248 positive mitzvahs. V'lo yilacha, and the negative mitzvah, you should not have any other gods before me, kol shasa mitzvahs lois aseh, it includes all 365 thou shalt not. Adds the Balatanya, ulechein shamanu anoichi v'leyilecho levad mipi agvura, due to the fact that these two mitzvahs, in essence, include all positive and all negative mitzvahs. So therefore, it was adequate for us to hear these two dibris from the Rabbeinu Shalom himself, k'maimer chazal, mipnei shem klolos haTorah kula. It was adequate to hear these two mitzvahs from the Rebbe himself, because by hearing these two mitzvahs, we really heard all the mitzvahs. Now, before we go into a further elaboration of Achdus Hashem, which is what he's going to launch now, let's take a look in this really astounding Peliites. All right, so what was the first daf that we were going to do is Shin Chof Tes in Peliyotz. Okay, so Ramatul says here, this is a piece in Vayikra in Parsha Zohar, and he says as follows. Let's start in the left-hand column. Hine yidua misvarim agdashim. It's known in the works of the Chassidus Svarim. Asher the kol echad mi Yisrael yesh shtei nefashos. As we've learned here in Tanya, every Jew has two nefashos. Bechinas nefesh alikis v'nefesh abahamis. We have a godly soul and we have the animal drive. Bechinas nefesh alikis hi bechinas chelik alikai mimel. Says Rav Matala, the godly soul is a portion of godliness itself. Ki chelik Hashem amai, like the pasuk says, the Hashem's nation is chelik of Hashem. Now he goes to quote exactly what we learned in Tanya last week. U'kemoi teva hachelek lis avas lios nichlal behaklal. Just like every portion desires, it yearns to be reconnected in its unifying force, in its general source. Kemoi kem b'chines nefesh v'lekis chafetza tomid lihikolol b'hashayrsh. So too does the godly soul always desire to be reconnected to its source. Commission Nema quotes the pasuk that we learned last week. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam v'teva haner, the nature of fire, of the flame, is shenimshach oiro lamayla. Its flame is drawn upward. Lihikolo b'yisayda esh, to be included in the general source of fire. So too must we understand that the soul of the Jew, its nature and its yearning is to be reconnected with her source. Now Rav Matla adds something that's not in the Tanya. Says Vizehu, this is the meaning of the Atem Hadvekim Bashem Elikechem Chayim. You who cleave to Hashem your God, you are Chayim. Says Rimatala Shazehu Tachlis Hamchuvin. The point, remember last week at the end of the class, we discussed what's the point of the Ribbono Shel'Olam creating a neshama that yearns for its source but can never arrive there. It seems almost cruel. Says Rav Matala, no, that is the tachlis hamechuvin. The goal, the ultimate purpose of that yearning is la'agia l'bchinas dveikus b'sharish hachayim. The goal is that the neshama should taka be able to connect, not chas v'shalom through death, but in life, through the observance of Torah and mitzvahs. Next paragraph on Shin Lamed. Continues Ramatalavini, it is impossible for a Jew to come to the concept of cleaving, of a connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam, ad she'nifshad be'emes mikol haritzoinis hazarim ashalei l'Hashem hema. Logic dictates, says Ramatala, that the only way for a person to come, to be dovek, to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is to get rid of, to get out of the way, the other desires that are not for Hashem. We must understand that the enemy of Dveikus is Amalek. Unbelievable words. He is the one, Amalek is the force, who confuses the person with other desires. Due to the fact that our minds are constantly bombarded with an advertising industry, with all kinds of other ritzainas that are not godly, therefore that prevents us from attaining the concept of true dveikus. Now, in the footnotes, take a look at the footnote letter Hey. He quotes the Tanya that we learned last week. Let's just quickly review it. Kemavaya b'kisvi Rabbeinu, like Ramatel explains in many places. Ve'inyan zeh mavaya heitiv b'sefer HaTanya, reish perek yotes, says the Baal Tanya of the Tosfos Biur, in order to understand this well, tzorech levar heitiv mashe kosuv, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Why is it that Hashem compares the neshama of the Jew to a ner? says the Balatanya Pirish Yisrael Akrim Adam. This refers specifically to the Jew who's called Adam. Nishmasam Hilamashal Karaner. The Nishama is in the way of a parable to be compared to the flame of a lantern. That constantly is moving and trying to connect upward. Because the nature of the fire is that it wants to depart from the wick and to connect to its root above. In the general, fundamental fire. Even though by doing so it will become extinguished and it will not be able to illuminate, neither here below. And it will not be able to illuminate above, as we discussed last week. Nonetheless, that's what it wants naturally. The same is true of the neshama of the Jew. The same is true of the other components of the neshama. Okay. Now, go to the next paragraph. Ubisefer Emek Tfila. Now, Emek Tfila, as I've told you in the past, was authored, or Maimarim, by Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael of Chikas, Ramatala's grandfather, son of Ramatala of Chernobyl, and son-in-law of the second Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he writes in Parshas Vayikra, Amud Tzadik Dalet Divrei Maaschal V'hinei. Look at these words. V'hinei noida deteva or haner lalais l'mayla. The nature of the flame of the candle is to ascend above. Sheroitza lalais l'shar shoy, straight out of Tanya. It wants to elevate to its root. U'lezeh amru. Look what he does here. For this reason, Chazal tells us, the tzaddikim doimim lifnei hashchina kiner lifnei avuka. Chazal say, Gemarim Psachim, that tzaddikim are compared to the shchina as is a candle to a wick. An avuka is a, my memory is gone. A torch is an avuka. So the tzaddik is to the shechina as the flame is to the torch. Shemiskalil haner bavuka, says the Chikaser. Ach, alzek siv ner havaya nishmas adam. What does that mean? So now he's focusing. The Balatanya focused on the ner aspect of it. Comes the Chikaser, and he's focusing on why does the pasuk specifically use the name of havaya. Dehine shem havaya meira al shemahavatam in miayin liyesh. The reason the pasuk Shlomo Melech uses the name of Havaya is to tell us that name literally means he who brings into being. He constantly is creating everything into existence. Kemoi kein benishmas ha'adam. So too must we understand is true about the neshama of the Jew. Our personal ner, our flame, our neshama, needs to be on the level of Havaya. What does that mean? Even though it is awakened, it is aroused, on the level of yearning and thirsting, that the neshama unto its own desperately wants to depart from the body. It wants to get out. It thirsts. It yearns to get away. Now, look at the word, kalois hanefesh. Bechinas kolsa nafshi lashem. On the level of my soul yearns. Ramatullah says in one of the pieces on Lag Vayomer that that's why a kala is called a kala from the language of kalsa nafshi. Her soul yearns, it desires. So even though the neshama desperately yearns, v'liyah is bibchinas ayin, next page on Shin Lamed, it wants to disappear, it wants to become nothingness. Ach, tekef tzarech liyah is bibchinas rotzei v'shoev. This is the
the famous Marav Yecheskel, the vision of Yecheskel. It needs to be in the form of running and returning. Ukemai mechazal, like Chazal say, it's Tikkun Ezayim Ratz Libcha. If your heart is running out, shuv le'echot, return to the one. What does that mean? That every time a Jew feels the feeling of, I want out of here, I can't stand it anymore, my neshama wants to depart, sheyeda, says the Chikasa, we must know, sheze rotzen haboyri yizbarach liyo is bechinas yesh, havaya, meaning, the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should not expire. He wants us to be a yesh. V'imkein etzlei tomid b'pchines ne b'pchines havaya. That is, that the person recognizes that it is the Rebbeinu Shalom who moment by moment restores and creates our neshama. Shemahava atzma mi'ayin yesh. The person needs to come to that recognition themselves, that they themselves should create themselves me'ayin, from nothingness liyesh. V'ha'inu, how do we do this? Aydeb k'nis yira, it is through awe. Shemis yara lizbatel misharshe. The person should fear of becoming batel, of becoming nullified from its source. Says the Chikasa, pasuk we read in Kabbalah Satayra last week on Shavuos. V'hu b'chinas v'yar ha'am v'yanu v'yamdu mirachek. This is the process of the nation saw, they trembled and they stood at a distance, but v'yachekak mirachek Hashem nirali. Then they understood that it is in the distance that one can comprehend and behold the Rebbeinu Shleilam. V'hu tamid b'chinas ratzu v'shayim. And this is a constant flow of energy, constantly expiring and then returning and coming back to self, to the recognition of that, the fact that this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom desires. Now, just find the other reference here, Reish Tzadik Tes in the Peleites. Reish Tzadik Tes is 299. Right there. Okay. Here too, unbelievable piece in Peleayit and then in Emek Tefillah. So up on top, it's a piece on Purim. Ramatul says on the right hand side, Hine Yidua, Asher b'chol echad mi Yisrael hanekuda pnimius hu b'chines mishkan. In every Jew, this pintula of the Rebbeinu Shalom is a mishkan. Kemeshen emer v'shachanti b'seicham. The pasuk says, "I will dwell in their midst." B'seichoi loy nemer. It doesn't say, "I will dwell in its midst," referring to the mishkan. Ela b'seicham. The Rebbeinu Shalom says he's going to dwell b'seich libayis b'nei Yisrael. He's going to dwell in the hearts of the Jews. V'hinei, again quoting Teva Choshek, the nature of every desirous being is that its yearning and its desire is to become included in its source. Like I just told you before, for this reason, Klal Yisrael is referred to as a Kala. This is the language of my soul. Yearns. It yearns to the point of kalois hanefesh. It's about to expire. Now, down on the bottom, again quoting from the Emek Tefillah, he says as follows. Take a look at the second paragraph in footnote Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Inyan Zemavaya Heite B'Sefer Emek Tefillah. This is explained thoroughly in Emek Tefillah Reish Parsha Shmois. Amud mem aleph divrei maschil lahavin. Noida, it is known. The Knesset Yisrael nikroim b'shem kala. The people of Klal Yisrael are called the kala. V'shoyr Hashem zehu maloshin kol sanafshi. This comes from the language of my soul expires. V'hu kamayish anurayim. quoting the concept here from Tanya, just as we see, Sheteva shal eish lalis lamala, the nature of fire is to ascend above. It's because the fire wants to be re-included in its source. The same Arizal, the Yisoid, the fundamental aspect of fire, which is beneath the moon. And even though, even though everybody knows that if the Neshama goes back there, it's going to totally become nothingness. This is the nature that the Ribbono Shel instilled. Nature dictates that every portion wants to be re-included in its source. Kemoi Kenish Mais Yisrael says that Shekasa, the same is true of the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, Ashen Nimshachem Im Kar Elyoin, that are drawn from this highest of sources. Veim Chedek Adikai Mimal, they are made up of godliness itself. Acholechad Mi Yisrael Yashlei Mutva Teva Binav Shein Avshalikis. Each of us have naturally embedded in us a godly soul. Unbelievably strong terms that the nature of the Jewish soul is that it wants to be unified with an absolute Mesiras Nefesh, literally. Even though the spark in his soul will be nothing, will be worthless, will be non-existent, this is the nature that the Ribbono Shel Olam instilled in all creations of Bereshis. That's it. This is nature. Remember last week we talked about how many times he used the term Teva. This is for sure the case with the godly soul. She has betiva lis avos li pored migufa b'mesiras nefesh b'poel mamish, that its desire is to depart from the body with total negation of self. Ubchinas teva hu lemayla min hatam v'das. We must understand that nature is not subject to logic. Ukemoikein teva zeh b'nefesh alikis, so too this nature in the godly soul, einem itzad she is bainin. It's not because there's an intellectual contemplation going on. It's not like the person goes through an analysis that, look, God is the source of all life, and therefore I want to attach to him. It's simply because this is the nature of the neshama. It does not want to be separated. And it's only design is to want to be included and one with the infinite. This is the nature of every Jew. Now back up on top, Ramotel goes through the contrast that takes place, which is that which gets in the way of the neshama wanting to reconnect, and that's the Garsus HaChomer, and he says there that the job of the Jew is Megillas Esther, is to reveal the concealed. Megillah, from a language of revealing, Esther is the concealed. The concealed is the neshama, and the job of the Jew is to reveal the concealed. Now, having said that, that leads us right into, I believe, what the Baal Tanya opened with in Perek Chof, and that is that this process is an ongoing process taking place between the struggle between the neshama that constantly wants to connect and understands that it can connect even in the body by observing Torah mitzvahs, and the powers of evil that want to prevent us from connecting. And in truth, it then leads to a desperation for the neshama just to want to escape. Because provided the body understands, the neshama understands, then it has the ability to connect when it's in the body, if only it is observing Torah mitzvahs, and then it can come to dveikis. The body is not interested in that. So what the body does, the chaymer, the physicality, the physical desires, would rather get the person down, have the person, as Ramatala said in the other piece in Vayikra, be mevalvel, confuse the person with all the bodily ritzinus. And then, when the neshama does rear its head, it rears its head in absolute desperation to escape, because it doesn't see any way for it to survive inside of the body by observing Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, the Baal Tanya opens by telling us that the Rebbeinu Shalom himself allowed us to hear Anochi and Layelacha to drive home this message that if only we will observe the positive mitzvahs and the negative mitzvahs, then we can come to Dveikus Bashem even when we're in the prison of the physical body. Now,